Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch, at BetMGM Network, and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. Say what up to us on YouTube. YouTube, we see y'all out there. What's good? Hit us up at BetMGM Network on Twitch and the BetMGM Network over on YouTube. You can also check us out on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and much more if you'd like to watch us. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find it. We got the crew hanging with us, though, on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football win for the Buffalo Bills over the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo gets it done. They improve to 3-0. Nick will give us his thoughts in about 60 minutes. But as always, we're going to talk a lot of football on the show today. Also, going to do a little bit of baseball. We got a big weekend in Major League Baseball. But we'll talk a lot of football, NFL, college football, a little bit of Premier League. If you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, because we're doing you a favor and putting it out there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have two guests who will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. College Football Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, now college football analyst for CBS Sports, Aaron Taylor will join us once again here on You Better You Bet. He's going to help us get ready for week 4 and preview all the biggest matchups in college football. Very much looking forward to our conversation with Aaron Taylor at 5:20. At 5:40 Eastern, betting analyst over at The Ringer, co-host of The Ringer Soccer Show, Anthony DeBundo returns to You Better You Bet and is going to help us preview the upcoming weekend across the pond in the English Premier League. Plus, his favorite bets for week three in the NFL. Anthony, he's a big Colts fan. I think this summer, Colts fans, yeah, the vibes weren't that great. But through 2 weeks, Shane Steichen, Indiana Jones, the vibes are very high for Indianapolis. So we'll gauge Anthony's temperature about his team, a 4-point favorite on the road at the Tennessee Titans. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw last night, the beginning of week three, Thursday Night Football. Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins 31-21. Now, I want to start with Miami and what we saw last night. And it actually has nothing to do with the football game. It has everything to do with the conversation post-game, what happened with the Miami Dolphins. I felt like I was taking crazy pills seeing the chatter about this game last night. I don't know what everyone got into or what everyone expected, but where I'm from and where I think everyone's from, moral victories don't really mean squat. Like, moral victories mean absolutely nothing. And last night after the game, once again, Miami loses to Buffalo 31-21. It felt like most people came away from that game saying, you know what? I was actually impressed by Miami. You know, Miami fought really hard. I was really impressed. Folks, they lost the game. They're 0-3. I don't know what, like, what we're doing. If this happened in week one, great. I'm right there with everyone else. Wow, Miami, good job for them. They didn't get completely embarrassed. Maybe they can build off of that. Dude, they're 0-3. Like, what is there to build off of? Like, I don't know what was going on. Like, everyone's now treating the Miami Dolphins, who apparently were supposed to get blown out by 40 last night. I know what the point spread said. It closed 11-11.5. Yeah, that's a massive point spread, especially for this part of the regular season. But, like, my goodness, like, they're not like a MEAC school going up against the Buffalo Bills. They're also paid as well. They're professionals. Like, what did you expect? Them to just lie down and lose by 45 points? Like, come on. Like, we're treating them like they're some Make-A-Wish team or something like that. Like, yes, they didn't get completely embarrassed. Great. They're still 0-3. Like, oh, I mean, look how hard this offensive line played with all these injuries that they have on the O-line. Oh, look how hard the defense played. Oh, Mike McDaniel, he had a great game plan of keep away, keeping Josh Allen on the sidelines, keeping that Bills offense on the sidelines. Oh, I mean, after that performance, you can't fire Mike McDaniel. No, he bought himself at least another 6 weeks. Guess what, everybody? The Miami Dolphins season is over. So I don't know why we're doing this. The season is over. Like I said, the team is 0-3. It ain't happening. And if they miss the playoffs, why wouldn't you fire the coach? Like everyone's so cheery about Miami coming out of the game. Like, Buffalo, we'll get into them a little bit later on because, like, I wasn't that impressed by Buffalo. And I'm saying that as someone who's invested in the Bills to finally get over the hump. But, like, I just could not believe, like, not just on the post-game show, on social media, waking up this morning, people talking about the Dolphins, be like, oh, man, there's a lot to take away. Is this a turning point? Bro, there's no turning point. No. Like, this is a dead end. The team is done. The season is over. They're not making the playoffs. You at home, you in your office, or you in your car, are you really interested in betting the Miami Dolphins to do anything this year? Like, because that's what we have to talk about on this show. All this, oh my goodness, look how well they played. Well, all right, let's put our money where our mouth is. Do you want to bet Miami to do stuff? Because right now, over at BetMGM, where we make it legendary, the Miami Dolphins are plus 950 to make the playoffs. You interested? After what you have seen through 3 weeks, you interested in that? They're 80-1 to win the AFC East. Yeah, that's not happening. Their win total, for all of you who want to be optimistic after last night, the win total at BetMGM, 5.5. Like, what are we actually talking about? This team is done. It's over. I'm not saying that they're not going to win some games. Of course they're going to win games. They're going to cover point spreads. They're going to be competitive in games. But in terms of them accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish in 2025, which was to make the playoffs after the way last year ended, it ain't happening. And if you want to bet it, you can get a damn good price, and you can be very, very rich come January, and I could be the person with the egg on my face. But deep down, all of you listening, watching, and whatever driving, you know that I'm right that this team is finished for 2025. Now, I say all of that to also say this. It didn't have to be this way for the Miami Dolphins. They were actually in the football game. They were right there. This game was tied up in the fourth quarter, 21-21. Which is why a lot of people are coming away saying, wow, look how hard they played. Look at what Miami was doing. Because it was a close game. Like, the score probably is not fair to the Miami Dolphins, but the score is what the score is, and the record is what the record is. They're 0-3. Newsflash, everyone. But tied in the fourth quarter, 21-21, season on the line. That Miami Dolphins defense actually got a stop, forcing a three and out, and hey, they might be able to take the lead. What a drive this is going to be for the Dolphins. But here comes Zach Sealer, who decides to rough the punter and extend the Bills' drive. Buffalo takes advantage of it. They score a touchdown to take the lead, 28-21. All right, you know, we're only down by 7. We can shake that thing off. It's no worries. We're still in the football game. Well, 306 left in the game. Tua gets picked off by Terrell Bernard. Ball game. Just like that. Done. Finished. Finito. High leverage moments. Dolphins. Did not execute. Buffalo, however, executed. And that's what separates the good teams from the bad teams. Like, this is not college football from 5 years ago where, oh, this team should blow out this team. No, the NFL, it's nip and tuck, man. Like the league is designed for everyone to go 8-9, 9-8. That's why it's designed with all this parity-driven things with, like, the draft process and all these things, free agency, compensatory picks, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you're not going to see teams that get expected to be blown out just all the time get blown out. Does it happen? Of course it happens. We all saw the Ravens and the Browns last week. But, like, just because it doesn't happen doesn't mean that some team is now taking a step forward. No, it's just a one-off. It's one game. That is what happened last night. And in that one game with the Miami Dolphins showing their heart and toughness as they lose by 10 to fall to 0-3, I thought the biggest takeaway from what happened on the field was with the Buffalo Bills and how it really wasn't their best performance. Now, mission accomplished. Just like how I've been killing the Miami Dolphins for losing, have to give credit for Buffalo for winning the game because that was the goal, mission accomplished, they won. But watching the game, they were very ripe for picking last night. They just so happened to be going up against a team that's very, very bad. Now on offense, they were fine. You know, you're always going to be good when you have Josh Allen at quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. They didn't really execute at the highest level, in my opinion. But, you know, it says a lot about their offense that it wasn't like their best game and they could still score 31 points. Like, that's a very, very good sign for the Buffalo Bills. They still had 360 yards of total offense as well last night. But the real problem for me is on the other side of the football. It's on defense. And I think this Buffalo Bills defense might be a problem. And once again, I am saying this as someone who is invested in the Bills getting over the hump and making it to the Super Bowl for the first time in this Sean McDermott, Josh Allen era. Now, of course, proper context, Buffalo was without their best defensive lineman in Ed Oliver and one of the captains on that defense, linebacker Matt Milano. Like, that matters. But I'll also say this, like week one, you know, once again, Buffalo's defense kind of getting worked down the field. Like, it's got to be a concern if you like this team to beat other contenders. Because let's be real. They were outplayed by Baltimore week one. They should have lost that game. Now, that's how every Ravens game goes. They outplay the opponent, but then somehow find a way to lose it when the opponent's really good. But, like, that has to be a little bit of a red flag for Buffalo. Now, last night, I thought it was another red flag. And seeing Tua and that Dolphins offense, for the most part, find a decent amount of success moving the ball up and down the field. Now, maybe I'm being a little bit critical. Maybe I'm nitpicking a little bit. But, like, let's just keep it a buck. Like, these are the things that they have to correct if they want to win in January. And I think last night and in week one and how that defense is played, it puts even more emphasis on Buffalo securing home field advantage. Now, I said it in yesterday's show, and I'll say it again here. Like, that was a must-win game for the Bills. Like, they need to win those kinds of games because do you think that the defense that we saw last night can go on the road and win in the playoffs? I don't really think so. And that's without, as great as Josh Allen is and as great as that offense can be, I would not trust that defense one iota to go on the road and beat the likes of a Kansas City. I don't even know if they could beat Baltimore on the road. Like, that's how shaky this defense looks through 3 weeks. Now, once again, they're probably going to get healthier. They have their rookie cornerback, Maxwell Harrison, that's going to come back at some point around October. Like, it will be better from a personnel standpoint, but I just kind of have that circled right now saying, keep an eye on this Bills defense The schedule's soft. They might not get tested. And like you look at the games coming up here over the next couple of weeks, home against New Orleans, home against New England. Their warts might not show, but it doesn't mean that they don't exist. I think this Bills defense could be a little bit shaky once we start talking playoffs and start talking Super Bowl, which of course are the goals for the Buffalo Bills. But over these next couple of weeks, time to get fat and happy, like we outlined yesterday. You got Saints, Patriots, then you should be looking at 5-0 after these five games. Then you get back-to-back road games with a bye sandwiched in between against the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. This could be 7-0 heading into what would be a monster matchup against the three-time defending AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs, the team the Bills always beat in the regular season, but always come up short against in January. And I think over these next couple of weeks, what will be really fascinating with the Buffalo Bills obviously is going to come down to Survivor. You know, everyone's going to be talking about Buffalo over these next 3 weeks. And as we wrap up this segment here, we'd be remiss if we did not celebrate at least Tyler, Nick, myself advancing to week 4 in our massive Survivor contest. Was it sweaty? Not really. I mean, way less sweaty than last Sunday with the Dallas Cowboys. It was more so, honestly, an annoying game. Because the whole time we're texting back and forth, Tyler, Nick, and I just watching it, it's like, they should be up by more. Like, what's happening? How was this 7-point game? How was this tied at halftime? What's going on here? It was annoying, but I felt it was necessary to use Buffalo at that time because I think they're going to be really popular next week as a 2-touchdown favorite at home. The week after that, they'll be once again really popular. They have all this future value, et cetera, et cetera. I want to get ahead of it because they're not going to go 17-0, folks. Like, that's not happening. They're going to lose eventually and probably a few times this year. I'm glad we got it out the way. We advance to week 4 and we'll talk about some Survivor for one more week at least here on You Better You Bet. At the bottom of the hour, though, I'll break down the most popular betting sides for this Sunday in the NFL. But first, top stories, all the things you need to know from around the world of sports coming at you next here on You Better You Bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet coming at you on a Friday here on the BetMGM Network, presented by, of course, BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Bills victory over the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo wins it 31-21. Nick liked Miami plus the points. That gets home. I like the over. Shout out to Matt Prater for finally making a kick at the end of the game. So that gets home. Like, honestly, if the over didn't cash after the way that game had started out, and like the way those teams are moving the ball, and it was like that Prater like chunked field goal attempt that he tried in the first half, if that was the difference, I would not have lost my bleep, because like our survivor entry made it through. So like the vibes are always going to be good, but like that would have been very, very annoying had that not gone over. So the fact that they kicked the field goal at the end of the game there and it cashed the over ticket, that was good to see to wrap up the night. 20 minutes from now, though, we will get into some of the popular betting sides for week three in the NFL. Also, I'm on a solo mission survivor entry. I'm going to talk that out in the next segment as well, and then we'll break down the Major League Baseball slate, because we have some awesome games on deck. Kind of joked about how baseball doesn't have meaningful games. These games are actually very, very meaningful, and I will be locked in the game in Houston tonight between the Mariners and the Astros, with the AL West hanging in the balance with the two teams tied at 84 and 69. But enough of that. We'll get to that shortly. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what's going on, man? What were your thoughts from last night's TNF game that saw Buffalo improve to 3-0?
Well, like you said, Femi, a perfect night for Nick Kostos. He gets Miami to cover and his survivor advances. So I know he was flying high earlier this morning, but I'm with you. The idea that the Miami Dolphins need to all be patted on the back because they were mostly competitive against Buffalo, they still lost by two scores. This is not horseshoes where it counts if you got close enough. It's ridiculous conversation going on around this team. All they did was be close enough where Mike McDaniels, like you said, if they cover, Mike McDaniels doesn't get fired. That's about all they accomplished.
Yes.
Which probably is bad in the long run.
I thought I was taking crazy pills last night. I'm like, am I just drowsy? Am I imagining this happening? Like what is this conversation? Like, oh, good job by the Dolphins. Like, it was weird. I thought it was incredibly strange.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because I've been very critical of him, and I'll give him credit. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, he said after the game, "We're never proud of a loss. We refuse to take moral victories." He's the only one that's being normal. Like, everyone else was like, "Oh, I thought they were going to lose by 35. They only lost by 10. Like, come on, guys. It's a football game. It's a division game. These could go either way. I just thought it was very, very odd that everyone was like tripping over themselves to praise Miami just for covering the point spread. Like, they're 0-3 and the season's over. Like, come on, folks. Like, knock it off. All right, enough of that. We've buried the Dolphins enough. I'm sure we'll have more opportunities later on this season to do so as well. Let's get to the top stories on this Friday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
I mean, this is a story we have been following all week, and that is the sprained knee of Jaden Daniels. We heard it reported at the beginning of the week. We've been following it as he's been a DNP at practice all week. And today we learn that Daniels will, in fact, miss the contest against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Game is in Washington, and the Commanders will be turning to Marcus Mariota to try and secure the win. Femi, the Commanders now sit as a 2.5-point favorite. Total points, 43.5 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, it's a bummer for Washington. You know, like, we didn't want to freak out about this news on Wednesday or even on Thursday, as we all said that he was not going to practice Thursday, and that's what happened. It was like, hey, like, Friday's going to be the big day. And even when they reported, or prior to the official announcement, they're like, oh, Daniels is not on the practice field. I didn't like freak out. I was like, well, that's kind of what happened last year against Chicago, wasn't it? He wasn't on the practice field, and then he practiced when the media left, and then he ended up playing in the game, and we all know how that went later on that weekend. But this was different. Like, 20 minutes after the tweets about him not being on the field, boom, he's ruled out Marcus Mariota as the starter. So this Daniels injury, maybe this is not like your run-of-the-mill, okay, he just has to miss a game, maybe he'll be fine next week. We're going to have to once again keep an eye on this next week. Now, I know they listed him as limited. He was able to do some stuff out there on the practice field, but the fact that they were hiding him and they didn't want him doing stuff when the media was there, I'd be a little bit pessimistic for Jaden Daniels next week in week four. So that's the Daniels side of it. As for what's going to happen on the game on Sunday, I like the Raiders. And I know, like, usually we go to the fallen hero spot, and this would be one of them to say, hey, let's lay the three with Mariota with Daniels out. Maybe the market's gone too far. I don't know, man. I think that this should be under a field goal. And at some sports books, you can still get three. At three, it's a bet on Las Vegas. Am I guaranteeing that the Raiders are going to win? No. They have their warts and their flaws, as we all saw this past Monday against the Chargers. But this is a very valuable bet, in my opinion, because Pete Carroll, coming off of a loss where his team was embarrassed, and traditionally as well, because I know this always factors into the handicap. Oh, look, West Coast team having to go east for an early kickoff game. Go look up Pete Carroll's ATS numbers in this kind of situation when he was in Seattle. His teams always overperformed. They outperformed expectations. He got them ready to roll. So I don't think that's going to be an issue, this East Coast travel, having to go to Landover, Maryland to play this game. So give me Geno Smith in a bounce back game. As we've said, Geno tends to have some bad games, tend to have some elite games, but then most of the time is like the 15th best quarterback. I think he'll be more normal Geno Smith. And normal Geno Smith, I think, wins this game. I think the Commanders' run game becomes less dynamic with Mariota now in that quarterback as opposed to Jaden Daniels. Mariota can move, but he can't move like Jaden Daniels. And I have questions about the rest of that old roster for Washington. So I'm going with the Raiders plus three. I like a little bit of Raiders money line plus 145 as well. Feels like a coin flip game, and we're getting a field goal. I'll take that with the better quarterback and the better head coach with Carroll and Geno as opposed to Quinn and Mariota. So give me the silver and black. Let's get to 2-1 and let's get back on track. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Green Bay Packers tight end Tucker Kraft injured his knee in Thursday's practice, and head coach Matt LaFleur said that Kraft's just a tweak on the knee and it wasn't a long-term injury. But regardless, Femi, Kraft is questionable and considered a game-time decision when the Packers travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns.
Yeah, Green Bay has not come out and said this yet, but my guess is that he's not going to play on Sunday. Like, just reading the tea leaves and how Matt LaFleur is talking and being like, oh, like, you know, it's uncertain. And like, oh, well, he doesn't have to go on IR. Like, when we start at doesn't have to go on IR, it doesn't usually bode well for playing later that weekend. So I would guess that Tucker Kraft is out on Sunday. It's just a guess. I don't have any inside information. We're not going to find out until tomorrow at the earliest, 90 minutes prior to kickoff at the latest. So I'm going ahead and operating under the assumption that he will not be playing. And if he doesn't play in the game, it does get a little bit interesting, doesn't it? Like, Jaden Reed's already out. Christian Watson still rehabbing his ACL injury. If you remove Tucker Kraft, who's been playing like a top five tight end, we're starting to get thin at the pass catching department. Now, they still have my guy, Dontavian Wicks. They still have Romeo Doubs. They have the rookie, Matthew Golden. So there's players who are talented, but you're going up against a defense in Cleveland that's actually been really good this season. They got blown out last week, 41-17 against Baltimore, but it wasn't on the defense. You look at those Ravens offensive numbers, not impressive at all. 4 yards per play, fewer than 300 yards. It was just the turnovers. That was the issue for Cleveland. It wasn't that they just got ran off the field by Baltimore. And think about how we all feel about the Ravens offense. It's one of the best in the league. It's even better than Green Bay's. And I say that as someone who loves the Packers this year. So I think that this game right now over at BetMGM, where it's an 8-point spread and other sports books have it at 7.5, I think we're going to end up closing like 7.5 heavily juiced towards Cleveland. I don't think we're going to hit 7 because at that point, I think you're going to get too many people who are interested in Green Bay. But if I had to bet this game, and I'm not because I think the market's just right, if I had to bet it, I would probably be on the Cleveland side. And it sounds disgusting to say out loud with Joe Flacco against that Packers defense led by Micah Parsons. Like, that's going to be a problem. Like, maybe the under ends up just being the play here at 41.5. But totals haven't been doing that great for me, although we did get last night's, but totals haven't been that fun. So I think I'm just going to pass the game. But I think that this feels like one of those, whoa, Green Bay's only up 17-14 in the fourth quarter. What's going on here? Let's add that to the quad box. I think this might be one of those kinds of games to where if you're on the Packers and Survivor, if you have Packers and Moneyline parlays, you're sweating a little more than you thought you would prior to kickoff. So just be careful with this Packers-Browns game. I wouldn't be going too willy-nilly and tying it to everything that you like this weekend because it could get off the rails, and on any given Sunday, maybe, just maybe, the Browns actually pull off the massive upset. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, it's the tush push because It never goes away. NFL has told officials they need to clamp down on policing the play, specifically when it comes to false starts. There was plenty of buzz after instant replay showed there was a false start that was missed by referees and with a successful tush push late in the game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We know the NFL isn't a fan of this play, Femi, and they are going to try and do anything to make sure it gets neutralized.
I mean, we knew this was going to be the case, right? Especially on the broadcast of the game last Sunday, Dean Blandino is saying, like, I'm just done with the tush push. like the league clearly hates this play. And it is in the defense of the officials, which I've never said in my life, but in the defense of the officials, it does seem like an impossible play to try to officiate. Now, they're saying that they're going to call it tight, and they're saying they're going to keep a close eye on this thing. Does that maybe kind of like bring the tush push from like 100% success rate to like 95%? Perhaps it could, because like there's been multiple times, not just last week, multiple times where it's like, all right, they're either offsides or false starting. Something is happening here that's not legal. Like, I don't have an issue with the play. I just want it to be officiated like every other play is officiated, where you can't just have all your offensive linemen be hanging out in the neutral zone. Like, that's not a thing that seems to be fair to the opposition. So let's see what happens this week. Does it mean like no, now the Eagles are vulnerable? No, come on, knock it off. The Eagles are going to be fine. But these other teams that run it and don't run it to the same efficiency level as Philadelphia, maybe it deters them from running it if they know that this is going to be called a little bit tighter. And maybe we go back to the old-fashioned goal line offenses as opposed to the tush-push rugby-style offense that we see in the NFL. But I think it's more of a curiosity than like a big betting takeaway heading into a weekend with this increased emphasis on making sure that we don't see false starts and offsides with the play that has the whole football world in a tizzy. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, let's move over to college football, because Ole Miss sophomore starting quarterback Austin Simmons is unlikely to play tomorrow against Tulane. That would be Simmons' second straight missed game with an ankle injury. Now, the number 13 Rebels are going to be turning to Trinidad Chambliss, their QB2, a senior, to try and secure the victory over the Green Wave.
Yeah, it's most famous Trinidad since Trinidad James. I mean, like, that's like, I was like, I saw this name earlier. I was like, Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, that's a hell of a name. Absolutely love it. Usually, as we do on this show, like, you have the fallen hero spot, and then there's a spot after the fallen hero spot where you once again fade the team with the injured star player. Now, Austin Simmons has gotten off to a little bit of a shaky start this year. I think the Kentucky game was more so about this injury, which is why he's been hanging out over the last couple of weeks. My thing with Ole Miss, though, as it always has been, like, I think they're actually going to be fine in this game against Tulane. Tulane's pretty talented. Tulane is a potential CFP contender, perhaps. At least that's how they were talked about earlier this summer. I just think that right now, Lane Kiffin's teams against like just absolutely inferior opponents, they're always the nuts. Like, these are the spots where you want to back Ole Miss. So if the betting market wants to continue to bet against Ole Miss, I'll be there to line up and once again back the Rebels. Like, we're down to 11. In some spots, if this was opening at 12.5, let's keep going down more. Go down to 10.5, maybe even 10. At some point tomorrow, I will bet the Ole Miss Rebels to win this football game and to cover this football game against Tulane. I think they're going to be A-OK. It's more system than actual talent, as we saw when Austin Simmons filled in for Jackson Dart last year for that one drive against Georgia. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, a little WNBA on a Friday, because no Caitlin Clark, no problem. The Indiana Fever win 87-85 over the Atlanta Dream. They win the series 2-1 and advance to the WNBA semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, I got a fever as somebody who liked to bet Atlanta and had them tied to Minnesota. Like, geez, I did not expect this. I thought we were going to get Minnesota, Atlanta in the WNBA finals. This comes as a surprise to me that this happened. And like, shout out to the Fever and like what they've been able to accomplish without Caitlin Clark. That team is ready to roll. And I think it makes it kind of disappointing that we had the Clark injury riddled season, because like, they might have been like the story of the league had she been out there and they were playing like this and like wouldn't been one of the juggernauts. Instead, it's kind of like this scrappy team led by Kelsey Mitchell, who's been really good. Aaliyah Boston's really stepped up as well, kind of back to her form. Like, this team has been really, really solid. Now, unfortunately for Indiana, they have to go up against Las Vegas in this next series. The Aces, a -1100 favorite to advance to the WNBA finals. Why is that the case? Well, they just happen to have the best player in the league in Asia Wilson. Like, it's a Cinderella run that unfortunately is going to strike midnight when they take on Las Vegas starting this Sunday. But just want to give them a nice shout out. That was a big time victory to get that done on the road from behind. Shout out to the Fever. And unfortunately for me, these links over dream bets will not be able to cash. Bill, hit me with the final one before we head to break.
All right, Femi, some NBA news in September. Heat guard Tyler Hero had foot surgery and he is going to miss the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I know people were kind of getting mad at Hero, like Miami Heat fans saying, oh, like why didn't he have the surgery earlier and this and that. It's like, bro, you have surgery. You go under the knife, man. Nobody wants to do that, you know? Like, I get it sometimes when guys like, you know what? Like, let's see if we can make it through and not have to get the surgery. Unfortunately, like, there was a foot injury that was bothering him. Then he injured the ankle. Clearly, at that point, he's like, all right, let me just go ahead and get this thing done, and I'll hopefully be good to go come October, November, and all throughout the rest of the NBA regular season. But on a whole, though, keep your eye on the Miami Heat, because with Eric Spoelstra and that team, I think they've actually built a solid squad to where maybe the Heat this year exceed expectation as opposed to what we saw just last season. All right, on the other side, we'll talk Survivor, popular betting sides in the NFL, and of course, tonight's MLB slate. This is You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet. I am Femi Ebebfe, hanging out with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Bills' 31-21 win over the Miami Dolphins last night on Thursday Night Football. Buffalo 3-0, Miami 0-3. But I guess, hey, they were close, so it's all good. Just ridiculous, the sentiment that's coming out of the game. But hey, that's them and we are us. But the Buffalo Bills, they are now 3-0, and Nick will let us know his thoughts on that in the next segment at 4 o'clock. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment, we'll break down today's Major League Baseball slate, as we have some awesome games that will help determine divisions, wild card spots. I mean, the Houston Astros hosting the Seattle Mariners. I'm not just saying that because I'm a Mariners fan. Obviously, I'll be paying attention to it. Like, that is a banger series with these two teams tied up. Three games. Let's see who grabs control of the division with 1 week to go in the MLB regular season. So we'll break down that. We'll get bets from Jake and Tyler. We'll also get into a little bit of Survivor because I have one more entry that needs to get home this weekend and hopefully make it to week four. But I wanted to start off because I always find this very interesting. Now, usually, like once we get late into the season, I don't really care who everyone's betting. It's like, all right, like we all like our sides. There's only but like 16 games in a given week that are on the slate. Like everyone's going to be betting everything. You know, everything is popular. It's the NFL. Like, every side has a bunch of money on it. Doesn't really actually matter. But early in the season, I do find it somewhat interesting because like you can kind of get a sense for, all right, who are bettors quick to kind of overcorrect on? Who are they overreacting on? Like, who are they kind of looking to sell because they're not that good? Like, it's a very good gauge to kind of just gauge the temperature of where things stand heading into a week early in the season. And our buddy, John Ewing, over at BetMGM, tweeted out the most popular NFL week three bets. Now, I think most people would probably be able to guess as to what like the most popular games are, but I wanted to run it down just because I find this interesting. And I think that there's pivot points with these teams' prior results that might actually have like taken this in a completely different direction. And here's what I mean by that. The fifth most popular game in terms of the ticket count this week in the NFL, the fifth most popular bet is the Chargers laying three against Denver. Now, I see that and I say, you know what? Yeah, the Chargers are off to a great start. Like, they beat the Chiefs in Brazil. They embarrassed the Raiders on Monday night. Like, the Chargers seem to be like that kind of buzzy team that everyone is really excited about in year two with Jim Harbaugh. Now, I ask myself, all right, Chargers laying three at home. On the surface, it makes sense. But also, would everyone love the Chargers this week had Denver not had a leverage penalty? I don't think so. Like, I don't think if the Chargers, it's 2-0 Chargers versus 2-0 Denver. I don't think that this is, oh, Chargers laying three, sign me up. I think it would have been like a decently bet game. I don't know if everyone would have been running to bet the Bolts. I think that's a little bit different. Like, that's just the fifth most popular game. Fourth most popular, I mean, I think this is gambler's fallacy, and sometimes I fall victim to this as well. But the fourth most popular side is Kansas City laying the 6.5 against the Giants. I think a lot of people are thinking about, well, can the Chiefs, how do they go 0-3? That'll never happen. My only issue with that thought process is that they could win the game by four. They start 1-2 and you lose your bet. So like laying Chiefs -6.5 has nothing to do with them being 0-2 because they can win the game by 1 to 6 points and you still lose your bet. So just be a little bit careful with that Chiefs thought process and that whole like do factor for Kansas City after starting the year in a hole of 0-2. The third most popular side this week, the Indianapolis Colts laying 4 against the Tennessee Titans. And same question that I have with the Denver game that we just talked about. Would everyone love Indy if not for that leverage penalty? They shanked a 60-yard field goal to end the game. They would be sitting at 1-1. Would they be a 4-point favorite on the road? I'm not so sure. Something as fickle as a penalty has now upgraded Indianapolis to this great team where they're now laying more than a field goal against a division opponent as opposed to just like a nice team that's off to a decent start. So that's where I kind of have issue with all of this love towards the Colts, where the vibes seem to be really, really high. But as we know with the NFL, you know, it's a week-to-week league, and if you don't bring it, the other team can beat you. In Tennessee, while they've lost their first two games and look pretty bad against the Rams, I do think that it is a very frisky team that has a quarterback with a high upside. The second most popular side this week is the Dallas Cowboys laying 1 against the Chicago Bears. Now, we've all seen the Bears injury report. Multiple key defenders will be out. TJ Edwards, Jalen Johnson, like he's already out for the year. Jalen Jones is also out in the cornerback room. Kyler Gordon is out. Like there's so many injuries on the Bears defensive side of the ball. But I also have to ask this question, which is a fair question. Would everyone love Dallas if Brandon Aubrey didn't make a 64-yard field goal at the end of regulation? Now, that's like kind of in his bag to do that, but like he could have easily missed. I mean, it's a 64-yarder, you know, even as good as he is, like, he was probably 50-50 at best to make it, right? Like, I just struggle a little bit with all of this love towards Dallas. Like, I have not seen anyone make the case for Chicago, and I'm not necessarily saying that I want to make that case, but the more I've thought about this game, the more I think I'm just going to cool on the side and might just bet the over. Call me square, don't care. I think they were just going to get points. I don't know who's going to win it. It's a coin flip game. Just, I don't want any parts of having to rely on one of these teams actually having to win a football game. So I do find it very interesting that so many people do love the Dallas Cowboys. And then finally, the most popular one is the Green Bay Packers laying 8. And that just makes a lot of sense. They blew out the Lions. They handled the Commanders. And now they're playing the perceived worst team in football. I think a lot of people just like the Green Bay Packers. I will say, though, losing Tucker Kraft, already down Jaden Reed, already down Christian Watson, you can only handle but so many injuries. I think that might be a closer game than many people expect. So those are the most popular sides over at BetMGM, courtesy our guy John Ewing, where he does awesome, great work over on Twitter at John Ewing. All right, let's talk a little bit of Survivor here for a few minutes before we bring on the guys to break down the MLB slate tonight. As I said, are you better? You bet entry, myself, Nick, Tyler, we're through to week 4. We went with Buffalo last night. The Bills get it done, 31-21. No sweat winner. Like, small sweat, more so annoying sweat than anything, but it was not as dramatic as what we experienced with the Cowboys beating the New York Giants. So we're through. But, you know, because I'm a junkie, I have multiple entries, all right? Like, my wife has an entry. She also went with the Buffalo Bills last night, so she's through to week 4. But I have a solo entry, which I told Nick last week, is my Madman entry. Like, this is the one where I get to go, like 100%, like, it's all on me, and I get to roll the dice, and hopefully it's going to come up my way for 20 weeks. And so far, with this Madman Survivor entry that I call it, I've used two teams. Week 1, it was Jacksonville, so I was aligned with our show with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Week 2, we talk about the Cowboys sweat. I was on Cincinnati last week in week 2. So, like, simultaneously, in that early window, I'm sweating our YBYB entry on the Cowboys. I'm sweating Jake Browning needing to lead a comeback with the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, I thought I was cooked when Burrow got hurt, but hey, that's football. It went my way. So let's roll the dice again, shall we? Let's do that. Now, as we talked about yesterday, like, the most popular plays, Seattle's going to be the most popular one because this is the game where they're perceived to be the biggest favorite the rest of the year, which I always chuckle at because, like, who knows what injuries are down the line over the next, like, 14, 15 weeks. But, like, people speak with such certainty that this is the only time you'll get to use them. Like, sure about that? Like, Purdy and Burrow all got hurt, like, last week. And J.J. McCarthy. Like, quarterbacks are going to get hurt, guys. Like, things are going to change. It's not static. It's very, very fluid, in fact. But Seattle, I think, is going to be very popular against New Orleans. Spencer Rattler, who's never won a game in the NFL. I like the Saints in the game, so I would never pick Seattle. Not just because they're going to be popular, but I also just organically like New Orleans to keep the game competitive. So Seattle, who's going to be the most popular pick, they're not on my board. Neither is Tampa. Too many injuries on the offensive line. I want no parts of the Buccaneers. Buffalo, which obviously we already missed the boat on that one, probably going to be one of the more popular picks, but we'll have to wait for next week, hopefully, if we're fortunate enough to advance, to use the Buffalo Bills. Green Bay, no, not doing it. Not with the Tucker Kraft injury now popping up. Can't get there. So for me, I have 4 teams that I'm considering. Kansas City, Houston to roll the dice, New England to roll the dice, and then maybe Atlanta. Now, funny enough, I'm the coolest on the Falcons just because, like, I just don't trust their vibe. They have, like, a very, like, it reeks of losing games we should win, as we all saw with the 28-3 mishap in the Super Bowl many, many years ago. Like, I just don't want to do it with Atlanta. I kind of just think they have a loser vibe to them, even though when they're playing well, I'm just not going to get there. Texans, I like Texans. I like Houston a lot in the game. I bet Houston on the money line. Do I want to put my Survivor entry on them? Eh, we'll see. New England, same deal. Love New England in the game. Bet them on the money line. We'll see. I think I'm going to end up on Kansas City. And it's tough for me to do this because the Chiefs play on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's a little bit difficult, but I'm going to rock with Kansas City as my final Madman Survivor entry. As big a favorite as I'll probably ever pick with this Madman entry, but we're going to roll with the Chiefs. All right, let's talk some Major League Baseball with Jake and Tyler because we have a massive weekend on deck. with a fun slate of games. Mariners Astros is the headliner that we have tonight. Two teams that are tied in the AL West, three-game series. You got the Phillies and the Diamondbacks, Arizona trying to run down the Mets, who happen to be hosting the Nationals. Jake, I'll give you first word as our baseball aficionado. Who do you like tonight, and how do you see some of these races finishing up over the final week of the season?
For my Astros positions, I would really like the Astros to win the American League West and have a better path in the playoffs. But as far as tonight, I like Hunter Brown over 6.5 Ks. He's a machine at home, has really good history against this Mariners lineup as well. And as Nick just pops in, I'm taking the Orioles tonight against the Yankees. Trevor Rogers has been unbelievable for the Orioles. He's been like the one good rotation member that they have. So I'll take a shot with them at plus money at home.
Awesome. Tyler, who do you like tonight in Major League Baseball?
I actually have a college football bet, and I have an ugly one. Ooh. I like the over in Rutgers, Iowa today at 46.5. Now, Rutgers, I know you think about it, all defensive team. Their defense has been terrible, and their offense has actually been really good. This, to me, I was shocked with this total, seeing how Rutgers has been playing. They've been playing in a ton of shootouts, give up 31 to Ohio, give up 20 to Michael Vick and Norfolk State. I like the over in this game, 46.5. I think this could be like a potential shootout.
I saw Gronowski play in Cyhawk, and I wish him the best of luck. I think he sucks.
It's ugly.
I really do. Tonight for me in baseball, I'm just betting Houston because I know how these things end for my Mariners. Hunter Brown's going to shove, and I don't think they have what it takes on the road in a very big spot. Hopefully they still make the playoffs, but they're not going to win tonight. They're not going to win the West. Nick Costos joins us next to break down last night's Bills victory over the Miami Dolphins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.